Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Great Silver Bull, Crush Inflation and Profit as the Dollar Dies by Peter Crouth is a hard-nosed case for why silver could enter a powerful, extended bull market and how everyday investors might position themselves for it. Framed against persistent inflation, rising sovereign debt, and declining trust in fiat currencies, the book argues that silver sits at the intersection of monetary protection and industrial necessity. Crouth is known in the resource and precious metal space, and he brings a market-focused lens to silver's unique supply and demand dynamics, including mining constraints, investment flows, and the metal's growing role in modern technology. Rather than treating silver only as a doomsday hedge, the narrative emphasizes cycles, catalysts, and practical participation through different vehicles. The overall intent is to help readers understand why silver can behave differently from gold, why it can be more volatile, and why that volatility can create opportunity when approached with a plan and risk awareness. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the macro case, inflation, debt, and the weakening currency regime, a central theme, is that silver becomes most compelling when confidence in paper money erodes. The book situates silver within a broad macro backdrop of expanding money supply, chronic fiscal deficits, and policy trade-offs that can keep real yields low or negative. In that environment, cash savings can lose purchasing power, and investors often look for stores of value that are not someone else's liability. Crouth links this to the idea of a declining dollar system, not necessarily a sudden collapse, but a gradual loss of monetary credibility that can show up as inflation, currency debasement, and repeated financial interventions. The argument stresses that precious metals tend to respond to these pressures, but silver has its own drivers that can amplify moves. It also addresses how sentiment can flip quickly when inflation surprises or when markets start to price in policy constraints. For readers, this topic frames silver as both a hedge against purchasing power loss and a potential beneficiary of shifts in global reserve behavior, capital flows, and public faith in central banking. The takeaway is that the macro story sets the stage, but timing and positioning still matter because silver cycles can be sharp and emotionally demanding. Secondly, why silver is different from gold. Monetary metal plus industrial workhorse, the book highlights silver's dual identity as both a monetary metal and an essential industrial input. Unlike gold, which is held primarily for jewelry and investment, silver has heavy exposure to manufacturing demand, making it sensitive to economic activity and technology trends. This dual role can create a distinctive price profile. Silver may lag when investors are purely defensive, then surge when investment demand and industrial demand rise together. Crouth emphasizes that silver's smaller market size can magnify the impact of new buying, which contributes to higher volatility than gold. He also explores how the gold-to-silver ratio is often used as a valuation lens, with extreme readings interpreted as potential mean reversion signals. Another element is that silver is frequently produced as a byproduct of mining for other metals, which can limit how quickly supply responds to higher silver prices. This topic helps readers see why silver can outperform in certain phases of a precious metal cycle, but also why it can suffer deeper drawdowns. The practical implication is that an investor needs a thesis that accommodates both monetary forces and industrial cycles, rather than treating silver as a simple gold substitute. Thirdly, supply constraints and the mining pipeline. Why shortages can persist? A major pillar of the bullish thesis is that silver supply can be structurally tight. The book discusses how new mine development is capital-intensive, time-consuming, and exposed to permitting, geopolitical, and cost risks. When silver is mined largely as a byproduct of copper, lead, zinc, or gold operations, production decisions are driven by the economics of those primary metals, not silver alone. That means even a strong silver price may not immediately translate into a surge of new supply. The narrative also points to declining ore grades and rising input costs as pressures that can restrain output or compress margins. Alongside mining, the book considers recycling, which can increase when prices rise, but may not be enough to offset demand growth in tight periods. This section frames silver as a market where deficits can last longer than investors expect, particularly when industrial demand accelerates. For readers, the value is understanding why silver bull markets can become self-reinforcing. Inventories draw down, premiums can rise in physical markets, and investment demand can feed on perceived scarcity. The topic also sets up why mining equities can behave like leveraged bets on silver, because their earnings and valuations can change dramatically when prices move. Fourthly, demand engines, investment flows, energy transition, and industrial scaling. Beyond macro hedging, the book underscores that modern technology can be a powerful driver of silver demand. Silver's high conductivity and durability make it useful across electronics, medical applications, and especially clean energy components. The energy transition theme, including solar deployment and electrification, is presented as a structural tailwind that can keep industrial demand elevated even if some traditional uses mature. At the same time, investment demand can surge during inflationary periods or when financial instability rises, and that surge can matter disproportionately because the silver market is relatively small. The book's angle is that the most explosive price periods tend to occur when multiple demand sources align. Industrial uptake remains strong while investors rush into bullion, coins, and exchange-traded vehicles. It also considers how retail interest and institutional positioning can influence momentum, sometimes pushing prices well beyond what fundamentals alone might suggest. The key message is that readers should watch catalysts that can cause demand to step change, such as policy incentives for solar, supply chain disruptions, or a new wave of inflation fears. Understanding these demand channels helps investors build a more nuanced thesis than simply betting on monetary debasement. Lastly, how to participate: physical silver, funds, miners, and risk management. The book presents silver investing as a toolkit rather than a single product choice. It contrasts owning physical silver, such as coins and bars, with paper or market-based exposure through funds and related instruments. Physical holdings can provide direct ownership and potential protection against counterparty risk, but they come with storage, security, liquidity considerations, and premiums that can widen during periods of stress. Market vehicles can be convenient and liquid, yet they introduce structural and operational risks that investors should understand. Krauth also highlights mining stocks and royalty-style exposure as ways to seek leverage to silver prices, while noting that equities add company-specific, jurisdictional, and operational risk on top of commodity volatility. This topic emphasizes planning, position sizing, time horizon, and an exit approach matter because silver can move fast in both directions. Readers are encouraged to think in scenarios rather than predictions, considering how their portfolio behaves under inflation spikes, recessions, or market panics. The core benefit of this section is practical orientation, helping investors match the vehicle to their goals, whether that is wealth preservation, speculative upside, or diversified exposure within a broader inflation-resilient strategy. In conclusion, this book is best suited for investors who are worried about inflation, currency debasement, and long-term fiscal imbalances, as well as readers who already follow markets and want a focused deep dive into silver rather than a general primer on precious metals. It can benefit a reader's life by providing a coherent framework for thinking about purchasing power risk and by mapping silver's unique mix of monetary and industrial drivers, which can improve decision-making during volatile periods. Even if a reader never buys silver, understanding how supply constraints, byproduct mining, and investment flows interact can sharpen their broader commodity and macro literacy. Compared to similar books that treat precious metals only as insurance, this one stands out by emphasizing catalysts, cycles, and practical participation across multiple vehicles, including the trade-offs of physical ownership versus market exposure and the added risks of miners. Its value is not in promising certainty, but in helping readers build a thesis, identify key indicators to watch, and approach silver with realistic expectations about volatility. For anyone considering silver as part of an inflation-aware portfolio, it offers a structured, market-oriented case worth paying for. If you would like to support Peter Krauth, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.